Welcome at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. The Tooele City Council's meeting, and this meeting's to discuss the primary vote canvas. This meeting is being located at Tooele City Hall in the Council Chambers located at 90 North Main Street in Tooele, Utah. We're also streaming this on the Tooele City YouTube channel. We'll start with a roll call. Councilman McCall.
Present.
Councilman Hansen.
Present.
He's joining us by phone. Councilman Gochis.
Present.
Councilwoman Manzione.
Present.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I'm present. We'll move on to item two, is the primary vote canvas presented by Shiloh Baker, the city recorder.
Thank you, and good evening, Mayor and Council. You have in front of you a packet of information with the 2025 primary election results. The top sheet is a countywide canvas result statistics that covers the county as a whole, not just Tooele City. I'm not going to go through all of those statistics for you tonight, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have, and they will be posted on our website at toolecity.gov/elections. Also in your packet are pages that are city-specific. And I just want to make one note that Tracy Shaw, the Tooele County Clerk, swears that the results of the 2025 primary election are true and correct to the best of her knowledge, that the election was conducted in compliance with the rules and regulations for ballot security as outlined by the Lieutenant Governor's Office, and that the Clerk's Office maintains the voter registration database in accordance with federal and state laws and rules. And Tracy's sworn affidavit is in your packet. You also have a report that shows each district in Tooele City and how they voted. I'm not going to read each district's individual voting counts or percentages, but it is interesting, and you can review that when you have a moment. One area that I will mention is that District 4 had the highest voter turnout with 40.65%. I believe District 4 is often a highest vote turnout for voting district. This district is the area that's south of Skyline Drive and north of Vine Street, and then from Drew Bay Road on the east to about 7th Street approximately on the west boundary there. So good job, District 4. Okay. All of this information will also be available on our website as well as the Tooele County Clerk's website and other places online. So the election summary report is as follows. There were 4,433 Tooele City ballots counted. Tooele City has 18,159 registered voters, so we had approximately a 24.4% voter turnout. The results for the mayoral primary election are as follows. Marie Citonia Lee Manzione received 1,866 votes, which is 42.53% of the vote. Brad Pratt with 1,358 votes, or approximately 30.95%. Karen Bentoncourt had 977 votes, which is 22.27%. And Primus Butler had 187 votes, which is 4.26% of the votes. For us, that means that Marie Citonia Lee Manzione and Brad Pratt will move on to the general election on November 4th, 2025. The results for the city council primary election are as follows. John Gossett received 2,105 votes, or 26.97%. Dave McCall, 1,884 votes, or 24.14%. Spencer Peck, 1,481 votes, which is 18.97%. Emily Chandler, 1,380 votes, which is 17.68%, and Kelly Anderson received 956 votes, or 12.25% of the vote. That means that John Gossett, Dave McCall, Spencer Peck, and Emily Chandler will move on to the general election on November 4, 2025 for two city council seats. I want to thank all of the candidates who were willing to put their name on the ballot and who were willing to serve our community. And it truly is commendable. All of you know how very difficult that is. And so I want to thank all of the candidates who were willing to put their name out there. This is the first election that I've been able to actively participate in, other than as a voter. And Loretta and I assisted with opening and counting ballots and observed others who were verifying and counting votes. We also had the opportunity to participate in the post-election audit to verify the automated counts were in fact accurate. The experience was very reassuring, and I do believe that the Tooele County Clerk's Office is vigilant in making sure that there are two people with ballots at all times, that they follow election rules and procedures, and that they do their best to make sure that every ballot is counted. And I'm looking forward to participating again in the general election in November. Also of note that the public is welcome to come and observe that process at the county clerk's office, and Tracy puts those days out, and while I was there, we did have a member of the public come to observe, and they were able to just sit and watch the entire process and hopefully feel good about what they saw, and I'm confident that their vote counts and that the process is good and it is secure, and I would encourage others in the community to do the same if they have questions. So tonight, I'm asking you as the Board of Canvassers to declare the 2025 primary election certified first by motion and then by signing the post-canvass report.
Thank you, Shiloh. Any questions or comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to accept the post-canvass report as presented.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilwoman Gochis and a second from Councilman McCall. We'll take it to a vote. Councilman McCall?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilwoman Gochis?
Aye.
Councilwoman Manzione?
Aye.
I'm Councilman Brady and I vote aye. That passes 5-0.
Thank you.
And we are adjourned at 7:06.